Volvemos con la historia que hoy conmueve al mundo, la historia de Liam.
Grace, él hablaba de que le gusta la música desde que era muy joven, y precisamente por eso yo quería preguntarle sobre los riesgos que uno enfrenta cuando entra a una industria como la de la música desde tan joven, y en el caso de él en específico, porque él habrá hablado abiertamente sobre el tema de su, pues, su adicción al alcohol y lo que ha sido su camino hacia una rehabilitación. Y yo quiero preguntarle sobre esos riesgos que él cree que a lo mejor la gente no sabe, pero que existen cuando uno empieza una carrera como la que él empezó desde tan joven. I want to ask you, because you mentioned in an answer before that you started doing music very early, and sometimes we as outsiders, when we see kids enter the music industry so young, we wonder what are the risks. And I link this to what you have spoken about your sobriety journey. And if you think that perhaps people are not aware about the risks that are in terms of addiction causing when you enter an industry like the music industry at such a young age.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know if I knew what I signed up for when I started. And, you know, I've been doing my job since I was 14 years old, which I've been very lucky to be able to hold a job for that long, which is great. But I do think it definitely left scars on me of different things. And, you know, some of those weren't so much the music industry's fault. It's just that, like, you haven't unpacked a lot of stuff that's happened in your life before you start this job. And then it's kind of like throwing it on a bonfire in a way. And you know, the way it affects your family, the way it affects a load of things in your life, you know, being in a position where everybody knows you. I've had that literally since I was 14, so it was quite a funky place to be, going on the school bus and having people like taking pictures of you and stuff. It's quite strange, but you know, I wouldn't change a thing. Now I am where I am. I've kind of made my own sense of, you know, why I've ended up at this place as you know, on the eve of turning 30, really. And like I said, it's just, you know, it's definitely given me something to say, and if I can help anybody out in my position, not so much on the fame side, but for the things that happened to me before and kind of stop that happening to somebody else, that would be, you know, my life's dream, really. And yeah, I just think that, you know, it's a great life, and I have a lot of gratitude for where I've gotten to and the amazing sights and traveling the world, all these most amazing, exciting things. But there were definitely low moments, and I, you know, will never minimize or hide those from anyone, because, you know, we live, you know, there's good bits and bad bits, but it's just about having the right people around you at the right time. And I was so lucky that I had people to watch my back, my worst place, and, you know, help me to get the help that I need. And not everybody is that lucky. So, you know, I'm double grateful, really, to be out the other side of it now and to have something to say that, you know, like I say, it might change somebody's life. So.
Increíble, Ana. Usted hizo la pregunta por la cual hoy todo el mundo está concluyendo qué le pasó a Liam Payne. Y usted lo preguntó hace un año y se le había olvidado. ¿Qué dijo al final, Ana, cuando usted le habla de ese problema, ese problemita que él tenía hace un año?
Pues él dice, Julio, precisamente que él no, pues no sabía lo que se estaba inscribiendo cuando empezó en la música, y que en efecto, hoy en día habla del tema y de lo que él ha enfrentado con las ganas de poder ayudar a otra persona. O sea, él admite pues lo duro y lo que es para un joven, pues para un niño, porque él entra en la música con 14 años, y lo que fue para él en ese momento enfrentarse a ese mundo y cómo eso lo llevó a una adicción.
Yo creo que esta entrevista cobra muchísimo valor, precisamente por esa pregunta. Vamos a subirla completa. Son 17 minutos.